The new year energy this year comes in with spring on the 4th of Feb. It gives you the opportunity for new beginnings. Breath is the number one healing modality to the body. One of the key things I did that's relevant is I hit the hyperbaric chambers, but I'm just giving it to you for free. You linger for one and you breathe out. Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And I have very exciting news. No matter how tough January has been for all of us, the exciting thing when you understand energy flow is that the seasons start way sooner than we give them credit in the West. And spring this year comes in with the solar new year, which most people don't talk so much about because it's always about the lunar new year, comes in on the 4th of Feb. Now, new moons always bring in new manifestation opportunities because the energy is little and it grows into the full moon. It's the same with the seasons. So suddenly knowing that the season begins on the 4th of Feb is actually very optimistic, positive news because it's soon. So spring is almost here. Now that change of season also brings with it the change of year when you're following the lunar calendar, because the season comes, the start of spring comes when the sun hits 315 degrees line of longitude. And that this year is the 4th of Feb. And then in comes spring. Now, the good news about that is it means that the old year has now fully gone and you will feel a difference. And the new spring energy is here. But the thing with the new energy is, like a new moon, it's subtle and it's weak and it's soft, but it's malleable. So it gives you the opportunity for new beginnings. So, Katie, why do I care about this? Why does it matter? Why am I talking to you about this? Why am I spending a podcast episode on this? The answer is because you can do a lot with the energy when you know how, and you can use it to benefit your health. So this is your last opportunity to clear the decks. You hear me talking about it in autumn, all the way through. You hear me talking about it in January because I'm preparing for the new moon energy. You will hear me talking about it again now. If you haven't yet started to declutter your home, your phone, your emotional body, your to-do list, and all of the things around that tend to get clogged up with things, please clear your weekend and do it now. Okay, because your body will thank you. It is the best health hack you can do. It is free. Sometimes you can make money out of it because you can sell some of the stuff. Okay, but if nothing else, it is the best feeling in the world, disencumbering yourself from a whole load of clutter. I've permanently seemed to find myself decluttering. I seem to do it about 4 times a year and I'm constantly on the case of it. But the feeling you get is absolutely second to none. So that's the first thing to say. The second thing to say is own the fact that the seasons start energetically before we give them credit in the West. This is good stuff. So then what you want to do is get your journals out and you want to start writing your resolutions. Never mind the New Year's resolutions you made on the 31st of December. They were the wrong time. Now, I'm all in favour of resolutions and manifestations. So I will make my resolutions on the 31st of December and I'll write them down. Last year, anyone following me knows it was all about the step count. This year, it's still about the step count. I'm all still about the steps. We've just nudged the target up. We're now on 12,000 steps a day average, not 10/11/stretch target 12, with a secret little target of 14, but I'll see where we go with that. This year, I'm all about the schedule. Okay, so I'm talking a lot about diarying your self-care. We've already talked about this, I'm gonna go into it again. But the thing about New Year's resolutions is by the time we get to now, which is towards the end of January, most of them have gone by the wayside. But that's good for me, working in the field of Chinese medicine, because now the energy is correct for your resolutions, so you need to make them. This is something that I buy at this time of year. There's cheapest chips on Amazon. This is, I think it's about £7 for 36 little red envelopes. Sorry about the plastic in the packaging. It's as good as I could get. But traditionally, these are used to give money at this time of year. But I don't do that. What I do is I distribute them between my close friends and my loved ones. And we write our manifestation wishes into the envelope. And I put it in the sacred east corner of my home for the rest of the year with my statue of Kuan Yin. And then each year, I open up the previous year and I see what happened. It's like a little wishing thing. It's a very nice little tool. It's something that you can do now because the new year energy this year comes in with spring on the 4th of Feb and it's then fully in by the 17th. So just now, you've got enough time to order these, pop your wishes in and put them on the east corner of your house. You can simply get your phone out with a compass, you can find where the east bit is and you can just create a very little sacred space with a scented candle or some flowers or a little tea light, which is LED, something like that. Okay. Now, the next thing with spring is to be aware that you release the old energy. That's why clearing out the clutter and clearing out, you know, accounts on your mobile phone that you know need to follow, clearing out your address book, just letting go of people you don't speak to anymore for whatever reason, just getting things just streamlined down, okay? Just decluttering and getting everything, okay? That's the perfect time to do it, because what happens is the liver comes in to dominate. The energy of spring is liver. So therefore with liver is what we need to do is we need to at all costs make sure that the liver runs smoothly, that the liver is happy, and that the liver is basically running systematically. Because if it doesn't, something called liver qi stagnation starts to creep in and it doesn't feel good. If you've ever been stuck in a traffic jam, or you've got an idiot driver in front of you that's not on it and they're you're missing red lights, she said, as a London driver, and it's really annoying, or you're in your flow and you're being, we all love our children, but you know when you're in the middle of something really, like with your head, like when I'm writing my book, and I feel like Mozart in Amadeus, and I'm like writing away and I'm in my flow. Mommy, Fergus has taken my charger. And I love my kids. But there is a moment when my brain just goes, oh, because I was in the middle of, I was floating. That's your liver. Now that's your liver, okay? So if anyone could identify with that, that's what happens. Right, so at all costs, we need to ensure that we're back into the Mozart flow. So what I want to do today is strip back to basics, the three things that I ask you to do, which are the best health hacks for your liver, for the start of the new year cycle, for getting into good habits, for revising your new year's resolutions, because the start of spring is the time when we want to feed our liver, set new intentions, because liver is about growth. So you've got this proper energy now, not the 31st of December, which is completely the wrong time, which is another reason why these resolutions fail. When you give the liver the correct manifestation tool and you go, right, this is what we're gonna do. The liver goes, okay, and it grows into it. So you've got the perfect oomph to get into it. So let's get the good habits flowing and let's get our liver feeling happy. And what, so Katie, what are they? Okay, so number one, breath. And before you switch off and think, oh, Katie will say that, I've got a new angle for you, ladies and gents. It's the same old stuff if you're new to my podcast, but it's a new angle for those regular listeners, because apparently we are at 99% retention on this podcast. Thank you guys. I'm so grateful for your attention, because can I just say, before I started all this, back in the day, one of the things that I was doing was I was doing live feeds on Facebook. Can I tell you how many people were listening? None. None. And not just for the first couple of episodes. Like, it wasn't like Emily in Paris where she starts posting, she's got 1,000 followers within a minute. None. For weeks. Nobody cared, not even my dad. And I actually, I can't work Facebook. So my dad didn't listen. My children were too young. My husband wasn't interested. And I was doing the talking. So no one was listening. And now, 10 years later, we've got 99% retention. So thank you. So therefore, I need to give you some interesting stuff. Otherwise, you won't want to listen to me. So the first thing about breath and the new angle on breath is breath in Chinese medicine is considered the number one healing modality to the body. Now that makes complete sense, because you are breathing roughly 35,000 times a day, slightly depending on your rate of breath and what you're doing, but roughly 30 to 40,000 times. Right, now that is really important, because when I'm in clinic, what people say to me is they come in with their problems. Normally, I'm the last person they come to because they've tried everything else first. Hence the brand, which was, can I be the first person you come to? That would be quite useful because I can help you prevent getting sick. But that really wasn't the model. So people would come to me first. They give me their problems because we're in a therapeutic space. And then what they would do is they would tell me all about the dietary amendments that they'd made. They would tell me all the things that they've cut out, all of the things that they're not doing any longer. And that was great. But I'd be sitting there thinking, the thing about food is great, okay, obviously, and dietary amendments are vital to our health, of course. But you eat roughly, on average, the typical person is going to eat three times a day, right? Breakfast, lunch and dinner, maybe the odd snack in between, but breakfast, lunch and dinner, unless, you know, right. But according to Chinese medicine, breath is what you're doing. That was not actually even according to Chinese medicine. Factually, you are breathing thousands of times a day. So never mind Chinese medicine, that's just a fact. Okay, you're listening to me. Some of you may be eating and drinking whilst you're listening to this, but a lot of you won't be. Okay, you're not, but you are breathing. And the point of breath is it's the building blocks of health in the body. Everything comes into the body via the environment around us and via the fact that humans evolved out of nature. We lived amongst the trees and we were in symbiosis with nature and we were breathing. And we weren't eating. That's the whole, we can talk about fasting another time, but that's when fasting people talk a lot about the importance of fasting, because when we lived naturally, there'd be periods of time where there wasn't any food. So the body's used to it. And there's all sorts of health benefits for doing that, but that's another episode. The point of today is to say breathing is the number one healing modality to your body. Now, the new news on this, to those regular listeners of my 99%, thank you so much, is that recently I had a bit of a health wobble. And life is getting a little bit on top of me. I'd slightly burnt out from this brand that I launched that basically took the stuffing out of me. And I noticed that I was starting to get quite ill. Not like ill, needing to go to the doctor ill, but I was aware that my energy was very low, that I was tired, I wasn't sleeping brilliantly, and I was catching every cold that was going around. And I suddenly looked back over the year, I thought, I have had a cold or the residue of a cold every single month this year. I thought, right, enough's enough. I need to step up my self-care. So I did. So what did I do? Well, I did a few things, but one of the key things I did that's relevant is I hit the hyperbaric chambers. Now, this is a massive trend. And by the way, this is a trend that's going nowhere because it's brilliant. Because what you're doing is you're saturating your body with breath. That's what the hyperbaric chambers are doing. Now, the thing about hyperbaric chambers is they are a privilege of people who have time and money because you need to invest in them. It's literally about £100 an hour, and you really do need to do about 20 hours until you really do start to notice the difference. It's a subtle shift. I didn't really feel anything, but I went with it because I was experimenting, because it's my job to know about these things. But I was aware that since then, I've done probably about 30 hours in total, and as well as all the other things that I do. And then suddenly at Christmas time, in came Roy, thank you, brought in his horrendous cold into my house. And every single person in my home just went down like a fly. Now, luckily, I've got my two healing tablets, which I swear by, which is the Ringana Immune and the Leapfrog Immune. And those are two, they are in my house. And my goodness me, it was like a plague of locusts ransacked its way through both of them. I had about six boxes of each, which I thought was an excessive amount. I thought, well, no, I'm going to have to throw these away. They'll go out of date. No, they all got taken. And I didn't get sick. I did not get sick. Okay. And I was looking after everybody, and everyone was up in the night and ill, and it was me looking after this person and that person. Anyway, didn't get sick. So the thing about these hyperbaric chambers is they're expensive, okay, and they're time consuming. So I want to introduce to you a breathing technique, which is a little bit of an advancement of the normal one that I give you. And if you're new to my podcast, there's plenty of, James will put the links up of the earlier episodes where we just talk about my baseline breathing. Okay, this is my hyperbaric breathing. So if you are interested in free hyperbaric chambers, ladies and gents, roll up, you heard it here first. I phoned the Chinese master, one of them that I work with, and I said, right, can I talk to people about a free breathing technique that you can do for yourself that will basically be as close as it can possibly be to the benefits of the HBOT chambers? And we discussed it for ages, and this is the one that we've come up with. And I've been doing it, and I honestly think it works. In my humble opinion, I have no scientific evidence for this, but I'm just giving it to you for free, is that I think this works just as well. Now, remember, when you go into the hyperbaric chambers, you are doing really a 20-hour protocol as tightly together as you possibly can to get the benefits. So if you're going to do this, don't just do it for a minute and think, oh, it doesn't really work. The idea of this breathing technique is to really give you something that is going to saturate your body with breath, which is the number one healing thing, which is what your liver needs and what your body needs. If you want the full hyperbaric benefits, you need to commit to this and diary, which is what I always say to you, schedule your self-care. So if you want to do a home hyperbaric, which is what this is, that's a good headline, Harriet. If you want to do a home hyperbaric, this is how you do. But you need to schedule an hour, just like you would do if you were going into the hyperbaric chamber. By the way, you can watch telly when you're doing this. In the hyperbaric chamber, I go to one in Knightsbridge, it's ever so posh. Okay, they've got telly. It's like a gondola and you just sit there watching Netflix. It's great. So you can do the same. You can watch Netflix, okay? You can put on your favorite episode. You can do this breathing technique at the same time. Always it's better to focus on yourself, but to ask you to focus on breathing for an hour is quite a stretch. So this is what I recommend you do. So sit comfortably. The trick is, or the breathing technique I'm going to give you is the turtle breath. Okay, so the turtle breath, you breathe in for four through your nose, you linger for one, and you breathe out for six through your mouth. That's literally it. 4, 1, 6. And you're breathing into your belly, not your ribs, down into your, so you're wanting, this is where my opera singing comes in useful because I'm fairly used to doing this for in the olden days. So hands here, relax. I'll just do it with me. So breathe in for four. Linger for one, out through the mouth for six. In for four. One, six. Keep going. Okay, I'm going to talk. You know the breath, okay? In for four, linger for one, out for six. And it's really important when you're practicing this, put your hands on your belly and really feel that belly rising and falling. I do notice with myself that I tend to do that anyway. It's from years of opera training. You just naturally, I notice when I'm talking, when I'm watching the podcast, I can do a sentence for a long time. I literally don't pause for breath. I need to stop doing that because it's hard to listen. So anyway, the point is that when you're also doing this breath into the belly, the hyperbaric chamber, what it's doing is it's really compressing the oxygen. So it's forcing it into the cells. That's one of the reasons why it works so well. So when you're using your abdomen to kind of be the hyperbaric chamber, you need to really get that breath. When you're in that one that lingering point, that one needs to be like this. So if it's helpful, kind of do that. I want you to be like this, like this, because that's the bit that's going to get that breath really like compressed into the cells. Ha! And then you let it go. If you want to even add to that, regulars, new people, just do that. Okay, regulars, this is the next bit. In an ideal world, you wouldn't be watching Netflix and you would be focusing on what you're doing. Okay, but that is a bit of a stretch. So we start with Netflix and we progress. But when you're at full intention, you really want to imagine, because your mind is your greatest healing tool. And so you put the mind and the breath together, you're in business, okay? And at that point, because your abdomen is full like that, full to bursting, because it's going to compress, you really want to imagine that every cell of your body, okay, so just go to your abdomen again next time you're in and go to full. Like this, you want it to kind of, every cell is going, ah! And you really want to imagine that you're sticking some welly in there and that the cells are just going boof like that, because that's what you want, because it's going to strengthen the cells up. And when I teach people who are really not well, okay, what do we do? Because then they're contraindicated. You know, when I'm talking about gua sha tools and brushing and tapping and cold water therapy and all this stuff, you can't do any of that when you're really ill. Okay, your body's too weak. The system, you can't even have acupuncture. So at that stage, you do what we call grain of sand therapy, which I'll save that for another day. And if anyone's interested in what to do when you're in chronic situations, that's another episode. But what everybody can do, because without this you die anyway, is breathe. Okay, so therefore, what you can do when you're compressing is to imagine that every single cell of the body has gone from being to okay? Because that's what the breath can do for you. And only then will the cells start to empower back up again and reinvigorate themselves, because breath is what will do that, not food. Not, I'm sorry to say it, but not things like iron infusions. It's not my place to sit there sort of talking about Western medicine. But when I hear this stuff, I'm like, it's all well and good. But if the body system, and I've been there myself, when my body system has been unbelievably weak, okay, after I gave birth and basically nearly died, or last year when I'd really burnt out and depleted myself with really running Hey You, to be honest with you, which is fine. It was a labor of love, but it was a lot. Okay, so at that point, I can't absorb it. The superfoods are too strong. The cells haven't got... So if your cell is like this, and you're like trying to shove stuff into it, right, have an iron infusion, have a drip, have some superfoods, eat this, have that. It's just like the cells can't cope. They're too weak. You know when you're really tired and if anyone's got kids or they know kids and you're really tired and then they start going around you, you're just like, oh my God, no, no, no. And you just hand them their iPad and just go, oh, I can't cope. You just switch off and you go like this. That's what your cells do. I'm slightly exaggerating, but that is what they just go, and nothing happens. But what they do respond to is breath. That is why hyperbaric chambers are so good. Okay, but the reason I'm not dissing them, if you can use them, because they make it really easy, because they just do it for you. And you can sit there like I was on my phone just working whilst the chamber did the job. My version is free, but you've got to do it. And that's how you do it, okay? You focus, you breathe, you focus on that one, that beat of one. That is where the miracles take place. And then when you want to, the breath out, You really want to imagine that at this point, now that the breath has gone like this, then what happens is the exhale is the letting go of any of the kind of stuff that the cells are just kind of like going like this. And what the body does is will immediately start healing itself. So the body will let go because you're breathing out, and it will then just shove out what it doesn't want, because it will take advantage of this process, because bodies are brilliant. Bodies are brilliant. That's why I love talking about them all day long. They're just the most amazing thing ever. Humans are amazing. And you just have to know how to just access it. It's just so clever. And that's what happens. Then the last little bit is the in-breath. Now, the in-breath, you just breathe in if you want, but you can really soup that up too if you really want to. Use a breath. Okay, I love briths, they're amazing. First of all, they filter out all the disgusting stuff in the air, and then they saturate the environment around you with the equivalent of 3,000 plants. And yes, they're a couple of hundred quid investment, but once you've got one, it's cheap as chips and it works. And it means you don't have to have house plants everywhere. I mean, great if you do, but it's just this ongoing, fantastic healing tool, which requires no effort whatsoever on your part. You just have to have it sat there and you just get on with your life. So that's great. That's what I call simple self-care. It's just like a self-care no-brainer, okay? But even if you don't have one, then what you do is open the crown of your head. Imagine that that little Wi-Fi signal that's either on your laptop or your iPhone, whatever you're doing right now, that Wi-Fi signal, imagine that it's going out of the crown of your head to the sky above, okay? Imagine it. And then pull that energy in. Think of it, use your own religious, spiritual language, but I like to refer to it as the high heavens, okay? Not sort of assigning myself to any particular belief system, just the high heavens, okay? Up they are. And the finest of the frequency is the furthest away. Now, mankind has tried to go up there in various different sort of, you know, sort of man-made machines, and there's only so far they can go, but your imagination can go as far as you like. Your imagination can take you to the point of the extremity of the universe where it's about to expand, which we know it's doing. So you can go all the way with your mind right now, like there, I'm at the edge of the universe. Okay, what do I want to do? I'm going to breathe it in, because that is where the energy is at its purest and it's most intense, because it's about to multiply. So would you like that? Or do you want some sort of earthbound energy that's also a bit corrupted by sort of politicians and all the nonsense that's been going on? No, thanks. Right, I'm going up there. Right, so your mind is your greatest healing tool. Just bring it in. And the great thing about social media and avatars, and I'm afraid AI, is that there's all this imagery now which will help you get your eye in gear. Your third eye can imagine it, but just bring it in. That's what you're doing. In with the good, pound it into the cells, get rid, okay? And as you're doing that process over the hour, really imagine the transference inside your body. No, even me just messing around with you just then doing that, literally I can feel like there's a bit of a spring clean that's gone on in my body. Now, that takes me back to the subject of this podcast, and everybody knows that spring cleaning is what you do in spring. Technically, you do it just before spring, but it's always a good time to let go. And that exercise is the best and most powerful thing you can do right at the start of spring, because it's going to clear out the cobwebs, clear out the cells, strengthen the body up, and give you free hyperbolic chambers. You heard it here first. So when people start telling you that they're going to hyperbolic chambers, you can sit there and feel sorry for the fact that they've just wasted probably £2,000 to £3,000 on that technique, which is great, but I've just given it to you for free. All you need to do is do it. So that then takes me to the other two things that you need to do for your spring health overhaul. Now you've got your breath going, and that's the number one thing, because breathing is the number one healing modality to your body. So we've done that now. Right, now what? The next thing you need to know, which I also talk about all the time, but I'm going to say it again, is circulation. Circulation is key. If you are not circulating, what the Chinese say is stagnation is death, because the body is just this giant, great ecosystem. And just like I was talking about the 60-year movement of time every 2 hours, the body is just moving all the time. And guess which organ is in charge of the smooth flow of that movement? The liver. Yes, the liver, which is the organ which has come in with spring, and it's growing in power. Remember, when this episode comes to you, when it comes in on the 4th of February, the entire Western world doesn't acknowledge it's here at all. It's like, that's rubbish, Katie. The start of spring is in the middle of March. You're talking nonsense. No, I'm not. I'm talking lunar calendar. I'm talking energy flow. And all of the enlightened 99% of my audience are like to hang on to my every word until the bitter end. So I'm going to give you good stuff all the way through, all of you. Okay, you need to know this stuff. Okay, because what we should all be doing is following, yes, the Gregorian, we have to follow the Gregorian channel, we've got no choice. But what we have to do, us enlightened ones in the 21st century, is listen to the wisdom of the ancients and follow the lunar calendar as well. It's really easy. Okay, you don't have to get hung up on it. You just have to note when the full moons, the new moons, the quarter moons, which animals in show this month. And basically, that's all you need to do. It's not rocket science. And it means that you're working with the energy. And that is useful because that energy is flowing through you. And if you are not flowing it properly, because we are in the downside of the 21st, we are over sedentary, we are removed from nature, we're all really stressed, we're all overwhelmed. Those are the bad bits. I'm not an idiot. I'm not sitting here going, oh, I love the 21st century. It's great. I mean, it is. Okay, but I'm also very, very mindful of the fact that there's a lot of problems with the 21st. It's not perfect by any stretch. You only need to watch the news. Okay, so, but the point is that what we need to do is be aware, okay, and do something about it, which is point number two. Having got your breath sorted out, you've got to move. Okay, you've got to move. So how do we move, Katie? Okay, simple. The easiest and cheapest way to move is to shake. Literally shake.
Just like this, literally. I'm just shaking the upper part of my body and then the back of my body, just jiggling the body around like this. Just wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Shake, shake, shake. Shake the shoulders, shake the legs. Shake the arms. You can also shake the spine. Breathing in as you're doing it, really focus on the breath. Breathing in, breathing out. Really ensuring that you're making the best of this movement. It is so simple to do.
So you shake, it's quick. Dogs do it. I took my dog for a walk only this morning and it was raining and we came back from the walk and the first thing he did, he shook. He shook, shake himself off. When he wakes up in the morning and it's time for walkies, he does a little shake as well because he knows that's what we're doing. You shake. Okay, then what do you do? Now you've got the free stuff out of the way. Okay, we shake. You tap. You use the Hey You Tapper. It's such a cheap tool. It's so brilliant. It won loads of awards. It's so fantastic. And it works and it's quick. Okay, then what? 10,000 steps. I am literally the most boring person on my social media feed about my step count. I mean, literally, I bore myself with it, but I still go on about it nevertheless. It's like a thing. Okay, get that step count into your diary. Schedule it in, okay? Because once you've got that movement coming into the diary, then the final bit of your spring clean is the liver loves continuum. It likes the same thing at the same time every day. It just likes to flow and therefore it wants regularity. It wants a pace. It's like a pendulum. Okay, because the liver energy starts on the inside of the big toe and it goes up the leg like that. So walking and arm swinging and just walking, dumpty, 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 and the liver just loves it. So what it likes is regularity. And what we don't give ourselves in the 21st century is regularity. Most of us, our days are entirely different every day of the week. Okay, and we've lost that. So having things like step counts, shakers, tappers, under desk steppers, or making sure that you've scheduled your exercise into your diary just as much as you've scheduled everything else. One of the things about scheduling is that as a walker, not a runner, I go to Hyde Park every morning. I wake up at dawn, whatever time that is, and I get up and I take my dog to Hyde Park and I walk. And the things that I see in Hyde Park as a walker are two things. One, the only other people in the park at that time are other dog walkers or runners. Nobody has scheduled just walking as an exercise that I can see, and I go to Hyde Park every single day. Runners are diarying it because they're probably training for a marathon and they're scheduling it in with their runs, and dog walkers are doing it because they've got dogs and that's when they're doing it. But your average person who's either not running or doesn't own a dog, which is millions of people, isn't there. Okay, we're not doing it. And walking is free. It's unbelievably good for you. We can do a post over on socials about all the amazing things that walking does. It lowers dopamine, it increases cardiovascular health, it lowers all sorts of triggers within the body, it lowers cholesterol. I mean, oh my God, walking is literally your human right. And if you're lucky enough to have mobility, walking is honestly the best health practice that you can do, and stretching, okay? But those are really the key health hacks to do. So I'm just gonna finish on stretching because I've just chucked that in at the end. Livers love to stretch. They love it. Literally, that is what the wood element does. It stretches. It's about planning. It's goal orientated. It's the visionary. It's reaching for the target. It's reaching for what it is. Trees grow to the light. Vines, which is the inside of wood, stretch. If you just look at a wisteria or a clematis, which are all going into bloom right now, they've got these little tendrils and they go, ooh, like this, like, ooh, is this a night? Ooh, yes, right, we're going to grow over here. So they love it. So yoga, Pilates, reformer Pilates, just basic stretching on the floor, just some basic exercises, just some basic stretching is so good for you. If you're sitting at your desk for too long, if you're on a flight, if you've been traveling, whatever it is, just some basic stretching is so unbelievably powerful for the body. So please make sure that you are scheduling this. Livers love a plan. So if your New Year's resolutions are coming in and you want to manifest into spring, which ultimately is the impetus for the entire year ahead, it is not the 31st of December. It is now, okay? It is the end of January, beginning of Feb. Learn from the mistakes of the resolutions that failed. Do these simple things. Breathe, walk, move, stretch. Diary yourself, okay? Put those into your resolution calendars. Make that the objectives of this year. And you will find with those kind of baselines of self-care sitting, underpinning everything that you're doing, you're going to feel so much better. I pray that this turtle breath that I've taught you, which has come out of me having such a huge benefit of doing the hyperbaric chambers, it has had such an impact on the health of my body, that I would urge you to take this lesson seriously. It is free. Just because it's free doesn't mean it's powerful. It just means I've given you a gift, okay? Because the ancestors gave it to us, okay? And they're channeling it through and they're asking you to do it because it will help you. It's helped me and I hope it will help you too. So do please in the comments below add your resolutions for this year, if this is useful, if there's anything else you want me to talk about, and I look forward to seeing you next time.